Is it the sense? Is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, now, as I'm reciting the salawat, and yes, and you may have realized, I was reciting it pretty loud, and I was addressing the mountains around me, because Alhamdulillah, what we must understand is that on the Day of Judgment, everything around us shall be witness to our actions. On the Day of Judgment, they shall be speaking out. And subhanAllah, in this region now, we are in, alhamdulillah, we have reached Gohat. This is a city, it's about 7 hours drive from Islamabad. This area is deserted, barren land, with an exception. And that's the blessed shrine we are to be attending today. And subhanAllah, you would be thinking, maybe it's a small shrine. But no, it's actually huge. It's beautiful. And subhanAllah, as I'm speaking, I can hear the echo. Subhanallah, within the marshes, going through the marshes, we are surrounded by mountains. The area is barren, there's no internet here whatsoever. Subhanallah, and I was thinking, Allahu Akbar, when I came here, one thing is internet, another thing is being able to just call, having any sort of connection whatsoever. But we are completely disconnected from the world. We can't speak to anybody over the internet, neither can we even make any phone calls. And in this day and age, honestly, when I came here, I felt like there was something missing. But now this morning, alhamdulillah, I feel at ease. I feel, you know, subhanAllah, it's good. Let's spend a day without the internet. Let's spend a day without, you know, going on our mobile phones. Let's spend a day just in the mountains. The scenery is just absolutely beautiful. The city we are in is Gohat. We have come to the mausoleum of a beautiful sheikh. And this place is famous all around the world. It is known as Gumgol. I used to think myself that it was Gumgol. It's not Gumgol Sharif, as people say. It's actually Gumgol Sharif. And here, within this area, there is Sheikh, not known as Peer Zinda Peer. They're known as Peer, as Zinda Peer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Inshallah, we shall be going there. And yes, we shall be, inshallah, also walking or climbing a part of some mountains, alhamdulillah. There's many things. There's caves where they would be worshipping. There's these beautiful mountains. And one thing which I would like to show you very, very soon is that on the pinnacle, the peak of the highest mountain, it seems like it's been painted. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been painted. And a light that glows too. So you can see the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the mountain. It's absolutely beautiful. That's all for now. Let's inshallah move closer. Let's go towards the blessed shrine. We shall see the shrine itself. Hopefully we shall go to the mountain to spend some time there. So much to learn about their life. And there's something else absolutely beautiful too. Alhamdulillah, we met one of the khalifas of Hazrat Sheikh Zinda Peer rahimahullah ta'ala. And hopefully we shall be spending some time with them, sitting from them, learning from them too. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, stick with us. Hopefully, it's going to be brilliant.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
Adi viewers, alhamdulillah, Azzurul, we've been granted this opportunity to meet such a person who, mashallah, the beautiful buildings we see behind us, this is all the Blessed Shrine. It's absolutely huge. Alhamdulillah, Azzurul, the masjid too surrounding it. And alhamdulillah, we're going to see and meet such an individual who is also the Khalifa of Zindabid, the person buried here, the Sheikh who is buried here. As well as this, he has seen him with his very own eyes, spent time with him, and sought knowledge from him too. Alhamdulillah, Azzal. Not just the apparent knowledge, as you would say, but also spiritual. He has gained so much spirituality from him too. Inshallah, Azzal. Join us. Let's go towards them. Let's hear a little about their life.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. The blessed shrine, the blessed shrine.
Alhamdulillah, we are currently in the sanctuary, mashallah. We are here sitting with a beautiful personality. It is none other than Mawlana Khalid Iqbal Naqshbandi Sahib. Mashallah, aapne khud jo yahan sahib Gumbol Sharif, sahib Mizar, unse aapne mulaqat ki, unko aapne dekha,
alhamdulillah,
unke sath aapne waqt bhi guzara,
alhamdulillah.
To pehla jo mulaqat tha aapka, ye kab hua?
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'du, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah pak aapko jazaa khair ata farmaye, aap yahan tashreef laaye, hum aapke shukr guzar hain. O peer sahab ke alhamdulillah hum khadim hain aur aapke mezban hain. 85 میں عرص مارک کی تقریب میں پہلی مرتبہ مجھے یہ حاضری نصیب ہوئی اور بحمد تعالیٰ جو شخصیت حجرہ مبارک میں زندہ پیر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ کی صورت میں تشریف فرما تھی وہ نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے جو نشانی ارشاد فرمائی اہل اللہ کی اذا رأوا ذکر اللہ تو الحمدللہ آپ کے چہرہ انور کی زیارت ہوتے ہی لوگوں کے دل اللہ کی یاد سے تازہ ہو جاتے مشغول ہو جاتے وہ کما حق ہو وہ نشانیاں جو اہل اللہ میں پائی جاتی ہیں کیوں نہ پائی جائیں کہ نبی پاک علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی بھیجی ہوئی اس شخصیت اور آپ کے اذن و حکم کے مطابق کہ آپ اس جگہ کو آباد کریں مخلوق خدا کو اللہ کی طرف دعوت دیں تو پھر اس ڈیوٹی کے تحت آپ تشریف فرما تھے آپ کی استقامت آپ کا زہد و تقویٰ آپ کے علم و استقامت یعنی کسی عالم نے سوال کیا تو علمی انداز میں وہ جواب کے عالم دنگ رہ جائے کوئی حکیم سامنے بیٹھا ہے تو ایسی بات آئے کہ حکیم دنگ رہ جائے
اللہ
یعنی یہ بات ہے کہ کتابوں پڑھنے پڑھانے کا میرا بھی شعبہ ہے آپ بھی اس شعبے سے وابستہ ہیں تو اہل علم کہتے ہیں کہ کتابوں کا جو علم ہے یہ معلومات ہے اصل علم ہے دل کا روشن ہونا کہ پھر کتاب کی ضرورت نہ پڑے اس کی نظر لوح محفوظ تک جائے تو یہ وہ ہستی تھی کہ کریم آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی نگاہ خاص سے آپ کے پیر و مرشد چونکہ سلسلہ ہے نا طریقت کا تو اس فیض سے آپ کا کلم مبارک کیسے روشن تھا کہ راستے میں ہم کو بات کرتے تو آپ یہاں بتا دیتے یہ بات کرنا تو ایک قول ہو جاتا ہے وہ اس کی کچھ دلیل بنتی ہے دل میں بات ہوتی تو آپ اظہار فرما دیتے دل میں ایک بات ہے بندہ ساتھ لے کے آئے ہیں حاضری کے لیے آیا ہے تو ابھی آپ کے جواب میں وہ بالکل بات کلیئر ہو جاتی کہ حاضری کے لیے نہیں آیا سر، اس کا خیال کوئی اور ہے.
اللہ.
اب وہ خیال تو قلبی کیفیت ہے، لیکن یہ ہے دل کی روشنی، یہ جو کہا گیا نا کہ اللہ کے نور سے دیکھتے ہیں ان کی فراست سے ڈرے. کما حق ہو وہ خوبیاں آپ میں پائی جاتی.
یہ بھی ایک نشانی ہے نا کہ کسی کو دیکھ کے اللہ تعالیٰ کا یاد آنا، اللہ تعالیٰ کا ذکر کرنا وغیرہ، تو یہ بھی ایک ولی کے ولی کامل کی نشانی بھی ہے.
بلا شبہ بلا شبہ، جس طرح عبداللہ بن سلام رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے ایمان لانے کی وجہ یہ بیان فرمائی، جب یہودیوں نے احتجاج کیا کہ آپ نے کوئی بات کی ہوتی تو یہ آپ کی بات پہ غالب ہو جاتے، کوئی مذاکرہ ہوتا تو چلو ہم کہتے کہ ٹھیک ہے، آپ نے بات ہی کوئی نہیں کی تو کلمہ پڑھ لیا ہے. تو آپ نے فرمایا میں نے جب حضور کا چہرہ دیکھا تو بس دل نے تصدیق کر دی کہ یہ چہرہ جھوٹے کا نہیں ہو سکتا. امام محمد رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کو دیکھ کے کلمہ پڑھنے والے نے یہ کہا کہ جب میں نے دیکھا کہ یہ ان کی امتی چھوٹے محمد کا یہ عالم ہے تو پھر بڑے محمد کا عالم کیا ہوگا، پھر ان کے آقا کا عالم کیا ہوگا. تو یہ حضور کے غلاموں کی آگے صفات، حضور کا فیض جاری ہو ساری ہے نا، وہاں سے آگے وہ علامہ بصیری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے کہا فَإِنَّ مِن جُودِكَ الدُّنْيَا وَذَرَّتَهَا وَمِن عُلُومِكَ عِلْمَ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ، تو ہر پہلو میں حضور کے فیضان کی خیرات بڑھ رہی ہے.
جی
آپ کے غلاموں میں یہ الحمدللہ خوبی پائی جاتی ہے کہ ان کے چہروں کو دیکھ کر لوگ کلمہ پڑھتے ہیں.
الحمدللہ. اگر کوئی ایسے جو یاد والا واقعہ ہوا جو آپ، اگر ایک ایسا، بہت ہوں گے آپ کے، لیکن اگر ایک ایسا ہو جو آپ سب سے ایسا واقعہ میں نے کبھی بھول نہیں سکتا.
بکس کی بکس آپ کہیں نا تو کھول کے رکھی جا سکتی ہیں. یہ سامنے آپ کے جو درخت ہے پیپل کا، اس کے نیچے پانی کا ذخیرہ ہے. تو یہ کنواں جب کھدوایا گیا تو یہ بہت، یہ پہاڑ والی زمین ہے جو آگے پیچھے آپ کو نظر آ رہا ہے نا، ادھر بیچ میں بھی نظر آئیں گے تو یہ سخت پتھریلی زمین ہے. تو ادھر پانی، آپ فرمایا کرتے تھے کہ اندر پرندوں کو پانی نہیں ملتا تھا جب ہم آئے ہیں، تو پھر آپ نے ادھر کنواں کھودنے کا حکم دیا. تو یہ جو پانی والے تیل کمپنی کے لوگ ہوتے ہیں نا، تو ان کے ساتھ ماہرین تھے، تو وہ انگلش سپیکنگ گورے بھی تھے. تو انہوں نے، میں اختصار سے عرض کروں کہ لیبر کو کہا کہ مت مشقت کریں، یہاں ادھر پانی نہیں ہے، آپ ایسے کھدائی کر رہے ہیں، جان کو مشقت میں ڈالا ہوا ہے، تو ادھر تو پانی نہیں ہے. تو وہ اندر چلے گئے ملاقات کے لیے. تو پیر صاحب نے پوچھا بھائی خلاف معمول اب ٹائم نہیں ہے ملاقات کا، کام کا ٹائم ہے تو آپ آ گئے ہیں. تو انہوں نے کہا جی یہ بات ہے، وہ ادھر باہر کو گورے بھی آئے ہوئے ہیں تو تیل کمپنی کے لوگ ہیں، تو وہ کہہ رہے ہیں ادھر پانی نہیں ہے. تو چونکہ آپ نے کہا ادھر کھودیں تو ہم نے کہا آپ کو یہ رپورٹ دیں. تو آپ کی کیفیت میں ایسے موقعوں پر بڑا ایک جلال ہوتا تھا. جو ہمارے ایک پروفیسر فیضی صاحب ہیں جو پیر صاحب کے پرانے خادموں میں اسٹیج سیکٹری ہوا کرتے ہیں، تو وہ انہوں نے ایک منقبت لکھی ہے کہ کبھی رنگ ہے جمالی کبھی شان ہے جلالی، میرے خواجہ پیر زندہ تیری ہر ادا نرالی. تو وہ جلال آ گیا آپ کے چہرے پر. تو آپ نے فرمایا کنواں کھودو، نادان مت بنو، پانی کسی انگریز کے قبضے میں ہے یا خدا کے قبضے میں؟ تو ایسی جلال میں آپ نے کہا. تو پھر وہ پانی کی یہاں وہ نہر اب جاری ہے کہ یہ 24 گھنٹے موٹر چلتی رہے تو پانی ختم نہیں ہوتا. یعنی وہ کہتے ہیں نا جیسے ایک لوہے پہ لیک لگ گئی ہے
اور اس پہ ہزاروں لوگ،
لاکھوں لوگ،
اور یہی پانی
لاکھوں، ابھی تو چند جگہ اور بھی ہے نا پانی کے یہ ذخیرے. لیکن آپ یہ دیکھیں کہ جس زمین میں ان ماہرین کے مطابق پانی نہیں ہے، اوپر سے کہیں بارشی پانی نہیں آ رہا، کوئی چشمہ نہیں آ رہا، جب آپ آئے ہیں تو پانی کی ضرورت وہاں کواٹ سے بڑی مشکل سے پوری کی جاتی تھی. تو یہ تو فیضان ہے الحمدللہ.
جزاک اللہ خیر. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. My dear viewers of the channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, our respected and honorable علامہ مولانا خالد اقبال نقشبندی صاحب دامت برکاتہم العالیہ، میں اللہ تعالیٰ elevate their rank in this world and in the آخرہ. Alama Sahib mentioned a tree and below the tree they found water. If you were to take a look at the surroundings, nobody would imagine we could ever find water. They also mentioned that subhanallah, some professionals also stated that there's no way you're going to find water here. But subhanallah, this is a sign of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sometimes when they say something, although it may
seem as if it's contrary to logic, it's contrary to that which is apparent, but they are spiritual people. So when they say something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that the reality too, just because they've said it. And subhanAllah, that is such a beautiful tree, mashallah, we have behind us. But they were looking, the people were searching for water. Nobody in this area had any water. And then alhamdulillah azza jal, upon Sheikh Zindapir rahimahullah ta'ala, upon their saying, upon their request, their order, the people, they searched for water. And as it was mentioned that they will find water, they actually did find water. So this is one place, and now they mentioned that there's three or four places in this locality. And mashallah, the Urs Mubarak, which takes place, the anniversary which takes place in commemoration, in remembrance of Sheikh Zindapir rahmallahu ta'ala, there are hundreds of thousands of people that come here every single year, and there is no shortage of water.
To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrine.
Alhamdulillah, as you are able to see behind me, is the shrine, the mausoleum of Hazrat Shaykh Zindapir rahmallahu ta'ala alayhi. Now subhanallah, they were born in the year 1912. Their father's name was Hazrat Pir Ghulam Shah rahmallahu ta'ala, and their very own name was, their birth name was Hazrat Shah rahmallahu ta'ala. They later became famously known as Zindapir. Hazrat Zindapir rahmallahu ta'ala, when they were very very young, their father had passed away. But this did not stop them. No, this did not bar them from performing the worship, from remembering, performing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It said from a very, very young age, they would spend their days fasting and their nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, so we get different types of people, and it's beautiful in fact, because the Shaykh of Hazrat Zindapir rahmallahu ta'ala is the same Shaykh of Hazrat Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahmallahu ta'ala, who we went and visited in Nariyan Sharif. Now these were both murids, were both disciples, were both followers of the Peer and the Sheikh in Mora Sharif, Hazrat Baba Qasim rahmallahu ta'ala. So as we heard about Hazrat Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahmallahu ta'ala, that he spent 12 years there. Now they were there together. Hazrat Zindapir rahmallahu ta'ala was also there, spending time in Mora Sharif with Hazrat Baba Qasim rahmallahu ta'ala. And when Hazrat Baba Qasim rahmallahu ta'ala had sent Hazrat Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahmallahu ta'ala to Nariyan Sharif, Hazrat Zindapir rahmallahu ta'ala also had. And now remember, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is seen in a dream, and then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wasallam himself states that he who has seen me in his dream, then indeed he has seen me. Meaning nobody, the shaitan cannot take the form of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. No, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is seen in a dream, then this truly is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He who sees me in his dream, then he shall see me in reality too. Yes, this is a hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wasallam. And subhanallah, Hazrat Shaykh Zindapir rahmallahu ta'ala, it said that they had the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had ordered them to come here, to this land, to this place known as Gumkol Sharif. And subhanallah, what's beautiful is, generally a person would not be aware of the direction. They would not be aware of the way. This is built, well, it used to be what was a mountain, subhanallah. And much of it has been dug, and there was no water too. But yet, subhanallah, they also found water. So as we were speaking about their life from a young age, yes, they would always worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's another very, very beautiful lesson to be taken from their life. And what is this? This is mentioned about their steadfastness. It's mentioned about their patience. Now, what is, we've all heard, haven't we? We always do dua for each other too in relation to sabr.
We always say when we do dua for somebody, what do we say? We say, May Allah Ta'ala grant you sabri jameel. This is what we say. May Allah Ta'ala grant you patience. But we don't just say patience. We say sabr, which means patience. But we say sabri jameel. But what in reality is sabri jameel? This, alhamdulillah, we can learn and take from the life of Hazrat Shaykh Zindapir Rahmullahu Ta'ala. Some people think, oh yes, I've got a headache, but I'm going to do sabr. Okay, but is this really doing sabr? Is this really being patient? It's said about Hazur Zindapir Rahmullahu Ta'ala. It's said about them that if they were ever to feel ill. Now remember, this place here, I just had my coat on. Only now have I taken off when the sunza is peak. Honestly, it's cold here. It's very, very cold here. But imagine them spending the entire night worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine how cold it must have been. And subhanAllah, being a human, they must have fallen ill. And when they did fall ill, they never told anybody. They never showed it to anybody. In fact, it stated that when they became ill, they would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even more. They would increase their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, imagine this. These are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, honestly. And we must have love for those people who spend their entire lives worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people are spiritual people. This individual, inshallah, we shall see. Hopefully we shall go, we shall climb. Now there's two places. There's a high place too, but there's a one which is not so steep, one which is not so high. We shall, inshallah, go there and take a look at where they would spend their time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we really need to understand, that yes, there are people who, yes, knowledge is no doubt it's of huge importance. It's the most important thing, having knowledge first, beliefs, etc. But then, my dear viewers, a'mal, you know, knowledge without a'mal is of no use. It's stated like, you know, a donkey which is loaded with books. What benefit is that donkey taking from the books? Nothing whatsoever. So we must also perform a'mal. We must spend our time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what these individuals did. Alhamdulillahi azzadal. Let's hopefully continue. We'll take a look at other places around here. Inshallah azzadal, we shall also hear a little more about their life.
The sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines. To visit the sense.
My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, we are in Gamgol Sharif, and which has become famous, mashallah, due to this individual who is buried here, Hazrat Zindapir Rahimallahu Ta'ala Ali. And inshallah, we are going to go closer, give Hazri, do dua, inshallah ta'ala. One thing I would like to mention is that a sign of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hospitality. Sadly, we are living in a day and age. Firstly, it would be a norm. People would be very, very hospitable. But we're living in a day and age where people are not so hospitable. They're not so bothered about guests and others, you know, to even come to the house, etc. When a guest does come to our house, we will not offer him anything. And then when they're about to leave, they're like, "Oh, you're not going to have tea?" And it's understood from both sides that this person is not really offering tea. He's just asking for the sake of asking. It's said about Hazrat Shaykh Zindapir Rahimallahu Ta'ala that they would always be, they were exceptionally hospitable. Whenever anybody would come, whether they be the elderly, whether they be youngsters, whether they be children, they would be very, very kind and affectionate towards them. They would be very, very welcoming, and they would always try to feed them with whatever it may be. So even in this day and age, those people who come to see them, they are provided with food, they are provided with langar, alhamdulillahi azza wa jalla. Let's do hazri, let's recite Surah Al-Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas, three times, and then we shall present the reward to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rest of the Prophets and Messengers, the companions, the tabi'un, the shuhada, the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially Hazrat Shaykh Zindapir, and then we shall do dua.
The sense is a sign of loving those هم الله The blessed shines to visit the sense. To visit the sense. The blessed shines.
So here, alhamdulillah, we have the mausoleum itself. We have the blessed shrine itself. Honestly, mashallah, it looks just beautiful. It looks phenomenal. Behind us on this side, we also have the masjid. Even within the inside of the masjid, again, beautiful. It's huge too, mashallah, azza wa jal. Amadee viewers of Madani channel, this was, in fact, they were telling us that initially, during the time of Hazrat Sheikh Zindapir himself, rahimahullah ta'ala, they were just within that building over there. If we were to take the stairs going downwards, there is a room there. And this is all that was here at the time of Sheikh Zindapir, rahimahullah ta'ala. They would just remain there, busy in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was where they would stay. Other than that, they had nothing. This is all they had, subhanallah. And later, after their demise, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, after their demise, we have what we see in front of us, all of this construction. There is the mausoleum itself, there is where the present day peer rests, and behind us also this absolutely beautiful masjid we have behind us. Now, where we will be going, a little up the mountain, inshallah. We shall be climbing the mountain, and there we will find the sitting place of Hazrat Sheikh Zindapir, where he would spend his days and nights just worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's inshallah go there.
The sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines to visit the sense.
My dear viewers, subhanAllah, it's actually getting quite hot now as the sun is reaching its peak. But there is quite a bit of wind, cold wind, breeze, alhamdulillah. But where have we come now? We've been walking about a 5 to 10 minute walk, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. Where we are going right now is towards a mountain. This was is known as a Chillaga, where they spend. I'll tell you more about it, inshallah, azza wa jal, when we're there. But Hazrat Sheikh Zindapir, rahimahullah ta'ala, they spent many years worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this place. And a place where somebody has performed the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that entire place becomes sacred. So alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we are going to go up there, mashallah. We've got the Buddhas here who have the keys. They'll be opening the door and we'll be making our way up towards there. So there's some steps here now. First, it was quite a long walk, but mashallah, they've made steps towards our way. So inshallah, azza wa jal, the followers will be going there, mashallah.
The sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines to visit the sense. The blessed shine. To visit the sense.
Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we've reached
not the peak of the mountain, that's all the way up there, that is quite huge, subhanAllah. But it's taken us, I think, about a 10-minute walk, quite a difficult walk. I could feel my calves too. It's been a long time since I've walked up steps or such a steep hill, if you wish. There were some steps which did make it easier. It only took us about, subhanAllah, about 10 or 15 minutes, I think, to walk up here. Not very long. But mashallah, you know, there's a beautiful view from here. You can see the Blessed Shrine right from over here. And alhamdulillah, even the place around us, mashallah, subhanAllah, it's completely abandoned. Just mountains around us completely. And Hazrat Sheikh Zinapir, rahimahullah ta'ala, we've reached the cave where they spent, it says they spent 47 years. 47 years. Not only worshipping, okay, if they were to spend 47 years worshipping, just this is huge. But then they never placed their back against the floor. They never slept. They never spread out their legs. As for why this is, yes, they did sleep, but not by placing their back against the ground or anything. And why is it that they remain sitting? Inshallah, we shall find out very, very soon. But alhamdulillah, we have come towards the cave. Let's get a good look at the cave. Inshallah, then we'll hear much more about them.
The sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, to visit the sense. To visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
Alhamdulillah, we've just seen the cave, and some people would be thinking, why have you gone and done dua there? Remember, those places where the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stay, those places become sacred too. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the way to Mi'raj, on the way to Al-Quds Sharif, he stopped by a few other places. He stopped by the Mount Tur, the Mount Sinai, where Hazrat Musa alayhi wa was given the Tawrat. There Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even prayed two raka'at. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped in Madinatul Munawwara. He stopped in Baytul Lahm, Bethlehem, the place of Hazrat, the birthplace of Hazrat Isa alayhi wa sallam. There he prayed two raka'at. So those places where the awliya, the anbiya alayhi wa sallam, where something important takes place, those lands become blessed too. Now mashallah, we have visited the cave. We're speaking about Hazrat Zindapir rahimahullah ta'ala. It said about that in the year 1952, Hazrat Sheikh Zinda rahimahullah ta'ala, he went to perform Hajj. After performing the rituals in Makkah al-Mukarramah, he went to perform the greatest pillar of Hajj, which is going and visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There he stood before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, give me an order." And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he said to him, yes, he spoke out, and this has happened in more than one instance, my dear viewers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke out and he showed him these mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed the veil between his eyes. The land had been removed. He was able to see these very mountains from the Jaziratul Arab, from Al-Madinatul Munawwara. And he saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gestured towards these mountains that you must go there. This is where you must go. You must go there, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invite people towards the religion of Islam, etc., etc. And he said that the name, his name, it was written, Zindapir was written here, Gamgol Sharif. And alhamdulillah, they came to this land for 47 years. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and sit there. And you may be thinking, what's the reason why he didn't lay down? This is the reason. Because Rasulullah ordered him to sit. Rasulullah ordered him to sit. So how could he lay down? Subhanallah. These are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a little about Hazrat Sheikh Zindapir rahmallahu ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us
for their sake.
The sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines.
Alhamdulillah, Azrul. Today we heard a little about Sheikh Zinnapi, rahimahullah ta'ala. We are in the city of Gauhat, which is about 7 hours' drive from Islamabad. And inshallah, well, today is the day of Friday, so today we shall be performing the Jummah prayer. And after that, hopefully, we shall be setting out and making our way towards Lahore, inshallah, because there, mashallah, we have a beautiful ziyarah. As for who this is, many of you would already know. For those that don't know, will have to join us in the next episode. That's all for now. Alhamdulillah. Please do remember, these are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had, yes, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they had also and always readily, they were always ready to give their lives for their religion, for the deen, for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as for the country, alhamdulillah, this beautiful country of Pakistan. My dear viewers, inshallah, see you in the next episode in Lahore. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines.